Midfield 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, everybody. How you feeling on this football 4th of July weekend with your Cleveland Browns in mind? I'm Michael Regai, and welcome to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Do hope your 4th of July celebration went very well yesterday on the 4th, and certainly hope, and I know a lot of you have plenty going on during the course of this Independence Day weekend, and we greatly appreciate you dropping by Cleveland Browns Daily on this Friday. David DiNatale, our outstanding producer, is here. Michael Regai in for the vacationing of Vic Carucci. It has been an honor, a privilege, and a lot of fun to be with all of you for the last couple of weeks here in the chair on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we hope that we've got fireworks to shoot off today, you know, in the theme of our Independence Day celebration all weekend long. We're going to be joined on the show today, coming up here first in just a couple of moments, by Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, of course, a longtime Browns beat writer with the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and of course now her duties also and her workings can be checked out each and every day on Cleveland.com. And I think Mary Kay has a real good sense of where the Browns are and what they're looking to accomplish going into the beginning of training camp, which is less than, you believe this, less than 3 weeks away now. And then later on in the show, I still see the gentleman that wore number 22 in the Browns secondary so well back through the mid-1980s and the playoff runs. We're going to chat with Felix Wright. Felix Wright, who I've always felt has been, very, very underrated for what he accomplished and provided the Cleveland Browns secondary. And, of course, we know that our pals Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield were a part of that. But those two gentlemen will tell you that Felix Wright was the stabilizer of that Browns secondary during the course of the glorious playoff runs in the mid to late 80s. And we'll chat with Felix coming up. We also want to, with our Ask Vic sections, you know, earlier this week, we've been taking a look at some position groupings. And I want to get this out on Twitter with you, and I have, as we've before we've started the show today, the Browns defensive secondary. And with Felix Wright on the show, I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to take a peek, especially at both Joe Haden and T.J. Ward, going into their fourth year. So my question for you today, as far as now, as fourth-year young players and in Ray Horton's system, how much playmaking, difference-making, game-changing do you expect to see from the duo of Joe Haden and T.J. Ward? I think Ray Horton's really going to turn them loose in this Browns secondary. They're going to be expected to be difference makers back there. And that means, yes, getting the football out and also coming up with very timely pass breakups and interceptions as well. That can change the course of momentum in a football game. How do you feel about Haden and Ward in combination in Ray Horton's Browns secondary? I'm going to get into that with Felix Wright in the second half of the show, and I want you to have your say-so as well. So tweet at me, at Michael Regai, at Michael Regai. Besides the Haden and Ward question I just asked, all the thoughts that you may have on this Independence Day Cleveland Browns celebration right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Again, delighted to be in for the vacationing Vic Carucci, Michael Regai with you for the next hour. More coming up. Don't go away. When we get back, we'll chat with Mary Kay Cabot with regard to how the Browns are positioned heading into training camp. That's next on this Browns Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're back at you in a moment. Don't go away.
Baby, everything is all right.
The
best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Looking for a real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on our Value Plus plans, visit medmutual.com/valueplus. Official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's a fabulous day for an auto race, and as you can see, Ryan Newman is putting a pedal to the metal in that Quicken Loans number 39 Chevy.
This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. This is your mother.
Mom, I'm in the middle of a race.
I know, sweetheart. That's why I'm calling. So many people have entered your Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes.
Mom, I'm doing 180 miles an hour.
Well, maybe you could step on it a bit. If you finish in the top five, Quicken Loans will make a mortgage payment for five lucky people.
I know, Mom.
You just enter at QLRacing.com.
Mom, please.
It would be nice if my neighbor won. You know, the one with the little dog? Not the one with the unkempt lawn. Heavens, no.
Go to QLRacing.com to enter the Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes. Quicken Loans.
They're the ones who are engineered to amaze. They are so nice.
Price up to $2,000. No purchase necessary. Ends November 16th, 2013 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years or older. To enter and for official rules, go to QLRacing.com. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Cleveland. Get going to the Get-Go Scan and Drive giveaway to win a grand prize Ford Escape or free gas for a year. Plus, we'll be awarding $25 every week at every Get-Go location. Scan your Giant Eagle Advantage card. Fill up with at least 10 gallons and you're automatically entered to win. Go to Get-Go to play. Now through July 11th. No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Pennsylvania, Ohio, or West Virginia and 18 or over to participate. Sweepstakes begins on 5/30/2013 and ends on 7/11/2013. Additional terms and restrictions apply. For entry without purchase, see official rules at get-go.com. Void where prohibited.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker's Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Every time a new day comes off the calendar, we're getting that much closer to the start of this 2013 football season. Welcome back, everybody. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. And by the way, with that in mind, let me again just let you know, as the Browns get rolling under first-year head coach Rob Chudzinski, we, right here, at ESPN 850 WKNR, are going to be all over it. Everything that you need, every day. There will be, of course, shoulder programming in addition to hearing the Browns games on the play-by-play side right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. I mean, we are going to be your football authority. And when we talk about high school and on the college side and the NFL with the Browns, you will lock in with us each and every day for all the information you need to make your football weekend something special as we get started with our first year of having the Cleveland Browns in-house right here at ESPN 850 WKNR. All right, all you Browns fans, make sure you unite. Reserve your seats right now for three Cleveland Browns games starting at $99, and isn't that a tremendous price? We're talking about a three-game flex plan that includes the home opener against the Miami Dolphins and division rival games against both Cincinnati and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's not all, though. Plus, you get a choice of adding on. Yeah, that's right. Two additional tremendous First Energy Stadium home game matchups. Here's what you do. Simple. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call them at 440-824-3434 to reserve your seats today. And as we move on, this segment is brought to you by our good friends at Quaker Steak and Lube. As we welcome all of you back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, it is always a pleasure and a delight for me because we chat so much on the sidelines during practices and OTAs and mini camps in Berea with the Browns to welcome to the show Mary Kay Cabot, who has been covering the Browns, as all of you know, with a Cleveland Plain Dealer and at Cleveland.com for quite some time. Mary Kay, how's your summer going now that we've had a few weeks to kind of deprocess a little bit?
You know what? It's fantastic. This is a very little bit of time that we all have here. We call this the off season. It lasts about 3 weeks, as you know, and then we're all raring to go again. So this is that little calm before the storm. Having a great time, but very excited to get back at it.
Absolutely, and we are literally just a little bit inside 3 weeks to go. And, you know, Mary Kay, as I mentioned, you and I have chatted, we always have, a lot with regard to this football team. And I noticed that in many of your columns and many of your assessments since the last minicamp, you've been very positive, and you've stated that you have a real good feeling about this Browns offense taking possibly a significant jump. How good do you feel that any significance Brandon Weeden makes can ultimately be tied into now being mentored by Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner to hopefully get him headed in the right direction?
Well, I think that's the whole key. I think the whole key is how Brandon Weeden does in this new offense. And we've watched him throughout these 16 practices of OTAs and mini camps, and he always puts terrific spin on the ball. The ball's going where it's supposed to be. The receivers look a lot better. So without the pads on, without the pressure, without the tackling and all those kinds of things, so far it's looking good. There's not a lot of balls on the ground. You know, we've seen that before at this time of year where passes aren't getting completed. So I would have to say from that standpoint, it looks pretty good so far. But, of course, the whole thing with Brandon is how is he going to handle that pressure? How accurate is he going to be on those downfield passes? And, you know, people always say, oh, you know, that's Brandon's strength, that's Brandon's strength. Well, technically, it should be because he has the arm. But last year, he was something like, I don't know if it was like 4 of 20 in passes that traveled through the air for like 20 yards or more. So he's got to show that he can hit the mark on those deep balls. If he can do that and those guys can get him to do that, then he should be successful this year.
Absolutely right, because as we know, it's going to be such a staple in the Rob Chudzinski, Norv Turner offense. Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, who covers the Browns each and every day of the year, joins me on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mary Kay, you probably saw in this past week, I mean, Ron Jaworski, of course, as he assesses quarterbacks, he was very glowing and came out with a strong appraisal of Brandon Weeden and being able to take a step forward. You just brought out the physical side of it, those characteristics that everybody believes he had. How good do you feel about the cerebral part, all the intangibles, the things that Norv Turner, the footwork, not padding the football, seems to have gone to work on, put him in the laboratory? Do you feel the makeover is going to come out and that part of his game can be successful as well?
Well, the first thing that I know about Brandon right now that I can tell you is that he has been working very, very hard. I've talked to some people, you know, kind of behind the scenes a little bit because, you know, there have been, you know, some, I guess, you know, slight questions about whether or not he has that just dogged work ethic. And I've been told he's working his tail off to learn this new offense. And we know that he's been really studying the terminology, which is half the battle when you're learning a new scheme. So he's definitely working at it, and then they are tweaking the mechanics, as you said, trying to get him to stop padding the ball and then speeding up the footwork. So the only thing that I will say about all of that is that in order to play fast, you really can't be thinking too much. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see that, you know, when the first starts flying and the game speeds up, is he going to be able to be playing fast, not thinking about not padding the ball, thinking about the new terminology. And that's one place where, you know, he has to be a little bit careful that someone like a Jason Campbell doesn't gain a little bit of ground on him just in terms of knowing this offense because he's played in it for 4 years.
Mary, that's very interesting because that's exactly where I was going to go next, as you mentioned Jason Campbell. I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I'm sure you've heard that Jason Locke on Forum, I believe, was with the NFL Network, now with CBS Sports. He came on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, and was not very positive, painted a very, unrosy picture about not only Whedon, but the Browns offensively. Do you feel that there's going to be a quick hook? If Whedon stumbles early on, would you think there's going to be a quick hook for Jason Campbell, as you mentioned? And then, Mary, I'd like you to comment as well and give us your thoughts on Brian Hoyer, the local product from St. Ignatius. And we know that's, you know, Michael Lombardi guy. He's like Hoyer. Is there any validity to the fact that they'd look to see if Hoyer, as well as Campbell, could ultimately be ready to run this offense in 2013?
I would have to say yes. You know what? I really believe in my heart of hearts that Brandon Whedon has got to prove himself to these guys. I really think that he comes in here a little bit behind the eight ball. I don't think they liked what they saw on film, and I'm not necessarily talking about North Turner or Rob Chizinski, because I believe that North Turner sees some things in Brandon that he really feels like he can work with. But I think that Brandon is coming here behind the eight ball a little bit in terms of Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi. He's got to prove to them that he can get the job done, because they are not enamored with what they saw last year. And when you bring in new guys, you know, they brought in Jason Campbell and they brought in Brian Hoyer. So those guys are coming in here being hand-picked by the new regime. And so I do think that Brandon has to get out there and really show that he can get the job done, or I do think he's on a little bit of a short leash because of those two things. And, you know, Jason Campbell, as you know, before the broken collarbone, he was 11-7 in his previous two seasons as a starter.
Yeah.
And it was in the offense that he'll be running now. So, you know, even though Brandon is the clear-cut number one right now, you know, I would have, and I've talked to a few other people behind the scenes, you know, that thought when Jason came in that he was really going to give Brandon a run for his money. And now you add Brian Hoyer to the mix, and we know how Mike Lombardi feels about him. So, yes, I think it's going to be very interesting. And the other thing is, they have not committed to Brandon Whedon. You will not, at this point, get Rob Chizinski or anyone to say, Brandon is our guy, he's going to be our starter. No one will say that. So I do think that Jason will have a legitimate shot to show what he can do in this camp. I think Brian will, too. And I think Brandon is really going to have to show that he is head and shoulders above those guys.
Boy, another intriguing dynamic as the quarterback turns for the Cleveland Browns, and it seems like it kind of evolves this way almost year after year. So happy to have Mary Kay Cabot giving us her assessments and insights into the Browns. As we said, we're less than 3 weeks away now from the boys getting the helmets and pads on under first-year head coach Rob Chizinski. Mary Kay, let's swing over to the running game. Now, we know North Turner has always had, whether it's been Emmett Smith or LaDainian Tomlinson, he's had outstanding backs that have flourished in his offense. Power passing game, downfield passing game, and that running game usually follows suit. How alarmed were you that Trent Richardson did not participate in the last couple of weeks of minicamp in late May and early June? And do you feel he, too, is prepared in this offense and it's tailor-made for him to take a significant stride forward in what everybody hopes is an injury-free second year with the Browns?
Yes, I absolutely think that this offense will be much better for him. I think they'll know how to use him, but I also think what they will do is give him a break every now and then. I think the previous regime was very determined to justify that pick, to justify trading up to number three. And I think at times when it was really evident that Trent Richardson needed a rest and that Monterio could step in there and get that job done and maybe in some cases even do a little better against certain types of defenses.
Mm-hmm.
They were very reluctant to do that, and these guys are not going to be reluctant to do that. They are not wed to that pick. They're not responsible for the trade, and so they don't feel like they have anything to prove here. If they feel that Trent Richardson needs a break, they're going to give him a break. If they want to change the pace, they will do that. And I think, you know, we all saw that Monterio can bring some quickness, some shiftiness
sure.
to
yep.
the table.
Yep.
And I think we'll see a little bit more of that this year.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that. Remember, he had a couple real strong football games, and that Cincinnati win at home, he was largely responsible for that one. And now Deion Lewis, of course, Chris Obanaya, and even Brandon Jackson back. So it might be multiple backs. Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Always delighted to get Mary Kay's insights. All right, let's swing it over in the time we have left, Mary Kay, to the defensive side of the football. I'm a pretty big admirer of what I saw with Ray Horton. You know, love the way he has come out so aggressively and attacking. And, yeah, there was a lot of back and forth about the Browns going to a 3-4, but with the personnel they added, with Paul Kruger, Desmond Bryant, Quinton Groves, Barkevious Mingo, do you feel, Mary Kay, that this defense under Horton could conceivably jump up into the top half or maybe even the top third of the NFL this season with him at the helm?
Yes, I think they can do that. I really do. I mean, everyone, you know, thought the sky was falling, like you said, when they
yeah.
were when they were switching, you know, back to, you know, the 3-4. And, you know, in one offseason, they completely overhauled that defensive front. And, you know, I think when you look at it, you have got to be able to rush the passer in today's NFL. They were not built to do that last year and
mm-hmm.
in previous years. And ranking-wise, you know, they were in the 20s. So, yes, I do expect that they'll end up in the top half. And when you look at the lineup of quarterbacks they have to face this season, not just the AFC North, the Flaccos, the Roethlisbergers, but you're talking about Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Jay Cutler. I mean, you have got to be able to rattle and disrupt that passing game, and I think they should be able to do that.
That's a great point. And hopefully, Mary Kay, if all of this does happen in a significant step forward, both sides of the football, and we didn't touch on, though, of course, there no more Phil Dawson or no more Joshua Cribbs, you know, for Chris Tabor, the special teams coach. But, I mean, shouldn't we expect, is it not unrealistic to expect, Mary Kay, that at least, you know, a 7-8 win football team is not out of the realm of possibility here?
I think people should definitely expect a 7-8 win football team. If, you know, if this team can't win, you know, 7-8 games this year, based on the fact that it was built for the second year for very many of these players.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the Trent Richardsons, the Brandon Whedons, you're still going to have most of those guys starting on offense. So from all we heard from, you know, Tom Heckert, Pat Shurmur, Mike Holmgren about what this team was poised to be able to do, well, by every account, they should be able to move forward for this coming year. And then if you have a better defense, you know, you would hope that they could win at least 7 games.
Yeah.
So if I had to pick a record right now, I would go somewhere in the 7-9 range. Probably.
I would never hold you to that. It's way too early for that. All these people that like to, you know, play the schedule game, they'll win this one, they'll win that one. How in the world do you know before we've even seen the football team get together, you know, under Chudzinski and his coordinators? But I guess it's always fun to do. But I'm in agreement with you, Mary Kay. I think those kind of strides should at least result, because that's the bottom line, right? And they've got to start to show that they can become relevant again and be in this division. You got to win, you know, you got to be able to hopefully, I mean, win 4 or 5 football games and win 6 or so at home. I mean, if you can't do that, you can't make the playoffs, correct?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And it's just, you know, it's time just to get out of the 4 and 5 game win thing, you know, regardless of what's going on. If somebody can't come in here and get this team to win,
yeah.
you know, 7 games kind of, or, you know, early on in the process, you know, then I don't know. That's my expectation,
mm-hmm.
that they've got to do that. I think anything else would be a huge disappointment. However, I will say that I think that this whole entire regime, I think everyone in the building wants to to get the message out that that the talent level isn't what a lot of people seem to think it is. And even if you look on paper, and now we're looking at guys like, you know, the Paul Krugers and Barkevious Mingos and those kind of guys, you've got some star power there. But I think these guys are really trying to say, look, we don't think this team is stocked with the kind of talent that we are going to be looking for. And I think they just want to caution fans from having expectations be too high right now.
No, you're right. There's no question they're doing that. And they're also not empowering and entitling some of the young players anymore either. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Mary Kay, I always love our conversations. I can't wait to get back to them in less than 3 weeks in Berea. So enjoy what's left of summer with the family. And we'll look for you in a few weeks, Mary Kay. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Looking forward to it.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. That's Mary Kay Cabot as she joins us. Of course, read her each and every day covering the Browns. She does a terrific job at it with the Cleveland Plain Dealer and at Cleveland.com. All right. Always enjoy talking with Mary Kay. Don't go away. There's a lot more coming up. The Ask Vic segment as we take a look at how all of you are dialed in on Twitter today. It's a Friday. It's a Browns football Friday in the month of July. It's not that far away now from the Orange and Brown getting back on the football field to get it rolling. More coming up. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Don't go away. Right here on ESPN 850 WKNO.
To buy a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mixed and matched breaded boneless wings, crispy Talon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
It's National Tire and Batteries, $19.99 ready to roll oil change. All the extras for just $19.99. Up to 6 quarts of conventional Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your air pressure sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluids. The savings are incredible. For just $19.99, you get it all. Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluids. Why would you change your oil anywhere else? It's the $19.99 ready-to-roll oil change, only at NTB. Not valid with other offers, local and state mandated tax and fees extra, plus $3 disposal fee where permitted. See store for details. The $19.99 ready-to-roll oil change. NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm turning off the seatbelt sign and inviting you to watch teams of 20 pull a Boeing 737 aircraft. It's for the 4th annual plane pull at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on July 13th. There will be food and free entertainment for the entire family. That said, I'll turn on the This Is for Special Olympics Ohio sign, and the Let's Have Some Fun sign. CLE. Going more places, more often.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And this Ask Vic segment with Michael Regei is driven by Liberty Ford.
As we get all of you back with us, still celebrating our independence and our freedom and all of the liberties that we hold very near and dear, and what better way to do that? And I'm glad you're locked in with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as the Browns are getting oh so close to, and I think we're all excited about it because, again, we've talked so much and we've discussed the impact and the emphasis that coordinators North Turner and Ray Horton offensively and defensively are going to have with first-year head coach Rob Chudzinski. I wanted to get this out in this segment, our Ask Vic segment, and we're certainly glad that all of you dialed in with us on Twitter, at Michael Regei, at Michael Regei, and you can still tweet at the show if you like. But I wanted to ask about Ray Horton in specific today and what he could potentially mean. We discussed it with Mary Kay Cabot. We're still going to discuss it in the second half of the show with Felix Wright, who's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But I wanted your thoughts on when we talk about being able to, we hear Ray Horton say so much about, I got to have guys who rip the football out, get after quarterbacks, big guys that can run, little guys that can strike and be aggressive and be difference makers defensively. I really believe that two guys in particular, Joe Hayden and TJ Ward, have a fabulous opportunity to do just that. They can be ball hawks because they're going to be given latitude and the freedom to be able to get turned loose by Ray Horton. Now, I've had a couple of you that have wanted to get on that theme, and that's exactly what we love hearing from you on Twitter, at Michael Regei, and this our Ask Vic segment, like Paul Myers did at P. Myers Golf. He says, with front seven going at the quarterbacks and getting after it aggressively, the Browns' defensive backs will have at least six more picks this year than they got after they rushed the passer better. All right, Paul, we appreciate that from you. Six more interceptions. Well, last year, as we know, that was an area that the Browns did not excel at. And remember, Joe Hayden missed five football games, four to suspension, one with injury. And, oh, by the way, the Cleveland Browns were 0-5 in the five games that he missed. Look, Hayden, I expect Hayden, and I think all of you should as well, to take a monumental step forward in being that, a difference maker, a game changer, a guy that can get the football out and have a major impact in defending the pass for Ray Horton. I think TJ Ward, probably a lot of that for him is going to come up around, he's going to be around the line of scrimmage a lot this year in Ray Horton's defense. I think the best way to think about it is as having an impact as almost a hybrid linebacker is what he's going to be. You're going to see TJ Ward in blitz scheme, and he will be after the quarterback in pass rush. And, of course, he's expected in the opposition's run game to be able to make a lot of hits and get the football out around the line of scrimmage as well. So, Paul Myers, I don't know about numbers. You know, I'm not necessarily a guy who's always looking at numbers to validate a theme or a concept. But I would say that you should see the numbers go up, and I think you're going to see a lot more difference-making, game-changing opportunities for the Browns secondary. All right, so that's a sampling of how we're doing it today. There's more, and after we chat with Felix Wright about secondary play and how he thinks that manifest itself under Ray Horton's tutelage, we'll again get into Ask Vic and some of your thoughts and ideas about the Browns secondary. So don't go away. When we get back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a delight to chat with Felix Wright, who was such an impactful Cleveland Browns in that that playoff runs that took place during the late 1980s. More coming up in a moment. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci on this Friday night on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOGS. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
You don't have to give up a thing to get a great tire price. At Conrad's, that great out-the-door price includes our complete installation package. Mounting, balancing, rubber valve stems, wheel alignment inspection, lifetime rebalancing, tire rotation, lifetime flat repair, and road hazard protection. And right now at Conrad's, get a $50 rebate on any set of four BF Goodrich tires. Conrad's, Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team since 1969.
Conrad's.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
All right, I'm Dave DiNatale. It's going to be a sellout crowd tonight at Progressive Field. Indians and Tigers opening a four-game series. First pitch, 7:05. Justin Masterson will take on Rick Porcello. Indians start tonight a game behind Detroit for first place in the AL Central. Appears Dwight Howard's close to a decision as to where he will land. Several reports indicate Howard has chosen the Rockets, although that's not confirmed yet by Howard. The Houston Rockets and the LA Lakers apparently are the final two teams bidding for his services. Now back to Browns Daily. I'm Dave DiNatale. As we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
We've been taking a look at how we can anticipate Ray Horton and this Cleveland Browns secondary to take shape when the fellas put the pads and helmets on as they start training camp here in a little bit less than 3 weeks. And I was thinking, who better? Because when you talk about ball hawking
and being a difference maker and getting the football out, who better than the gentleman that wore number 22 from 1985 to 1990 playing in that Browns secondary, Felix Wright. How you feeling, my man? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing all right, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it a little bit. Absolutely.
No question. How's the summer going, first and foremost? Update everybody on your professional goings-on right now, because you are still very, very heavily connected with the world of college and professional sports, Felix.
Yeah, well, my kind of my real job now is I got a consulting company to where I consult NFL and NBA players on their finances, kind of putting the game plan together and helping them execute their plans. And then my kind of my part-time gig is that I'm an NFL inspector on game days, where I kind of protect the sponsorship of the league, you know, the Nikes, the Gatorades, and the companies like that. And I'm the guy that's kind of enforcing the rules of the new pads in the pants this year, which everybody's kind of complaining about. But it is what it is, and we got to get it done.
Got to get it done. Sure. So how about that? Felix kind of positions himself as an inspector. I like that. I've got to ask you this. Unfortunately, it's come way too much into the forefront of our daily NFL activity. Felix, this period of time, about 6 to 7 weeks after OTAs and minicamps end, and until most teams in late July get back in, unfortunately, we've seen a rash and a wave of, legal entanglement, shall we say. Should we be more concerned, and is the league doing everything they can to make sure through the symposiums and what have you to get the message out to the players?
Well, I think the league can always do more, but I think that the players have to take responsibility as well for, and it's just unfortunate some of the events that's kind of happened here in the last few weeks. Obviously the more that they can have, veteran guys or guys that's been in the league that kind of went through this to kind of explain to the young guys, how to handle themselves. But it really should happen way before they actually get to the symposium. It should happen down in the college ranks and then when they go in there. But I guess that the NFL and the NBA, and the pro leagues really can't get involved until they get there. So I guess that's the proper way to start. But for instance, the Hernandez deal, they said that he had issues even in high school.
Yeah.
And then on through college, he had some issues there, so they were fully aware of it. But you just never know when that time might come where they just lose it. So it's a tough situation for the teams to kind of understand when something might just happen. So I kind of feel for them in regards to that because you're trying to build your team and you can talk to the players to the blue in the face, don't go here, don't do this, don't do that. Mm-hmm. But they're grown men and they kind of can control their path. And you just never know when that thing might happen. So it's a catch 22 situation.
Proper choices, proper decision making, all a large part of it for today's athlete. What a pleasure it is to chat with Felix Wright. Full disclosure, I see Felix quite a bit. We work out in Westlake at the same facility, yeah. So we're always talking about the Browns and the NFL and the NBA. And Felix, I did want to, and I thought, I bet you Felix Wright would have loved to have played for a defensive coordinator like Ray Horton is looking to establish, Felix, this year, a very attacking, aggressive defense, not just the front seven. He wants a secondary to be ball hawks. That's what you were, and that's the way you were around the football a lot, played that type of style, wanted to be a difference maker. Is this going to open up Horton's philosophies and schemes, opportunities for Joe Hayden and T.J. Ward to really step out in their fourth year and be difference makers in this Browns secondary?
Well, I think it's really important that they do. They've been in the league long enough to where, I think that the expectations of Joe Hayden and T.J. Ward, I think they're very good ball players. I think Joe Hayden's an excellent corner. I think he's the type of corner like a Hanford Dixon and a Frank Minifield that can, boy, you can put him out there on the island and he will cover that guy for you. He's got exceptional speed. He's a great cover guy. T.J. Ward is a big time hitter, and I think he's a very physical ball player. I think he just needs to make more plays, you know, as far as on the ball. And I think that you know Ray coming in there with the attack defense and he can count on those guys covering. He can free up some guys that kind of put some pressure on the quarterback, maybe throw the ball up to their safety, kind of steal some.
Yeah, absolutely. Felix Wright discussing the concepts and the philosophies of what the Browns are hoping to be with their entire defensive 11. And, you know, Felix, I hearken back, and I can't help the year you had in 1989, you had 9 picks. You had 6 pass breakups. You returned a pick 6, one of those 9 picks. But, you know, I look at that defense. How much of that, and do you think that you and Minifield and Dixon were able to accomplish? Michael Dean Perry, a Pro Bowler, Mike Johnson, a Pro Bowler, Clay Matthews, a Pro Bowler. That front 7, Felix, how much is it closely associated with what can or cannot get done in a secondary?
Oh, it has a lot. It has everything to do with the secondary because, you know, you can have the greatest cover guys in the NFL, but if you don't get any pressure on that quarterback can pick you apart. You know, you're talking to guys like Aaron Rodgers and the two Manning brothers. If they get any time, they can take the best of the best off. So you've got to get pressure, up the middle. You've got to flush them out, get them out of the pocket. And I think if you do that, I mean, it all comes down to offenses. You know, mm-hmm. Very success on offenses is timing. And if that defense can disrupt the timing of that offense, that's where you'll see the defense, you know, the good defenses come up with the turnovers that a team needs to capitalize on a game. Because, you know, most teams that you have out there are pretty equal, when it comes down to it as far as talent. But it comes down to the teams that your defensive coordinators and your offensive coordinators come up with to mm-hmm. make them most effective. And when they're the most effective is when they're making the plays and they put them in position to make those plays.
Might have a wonderful opportunity to do just that as Felix Carl Wright lays out for us. outstanding to be able to talk to the gentleman that patrolled the over-the-top back end of that Cleveland Browns secondary very, very beautifully from 1985 to 1990. You know, yeah. Felix, people forget, too, and I want you to – people think USFL because that's where the Browns got – you came out of the CFL. You played there for 3 seasons. Right. Take us back and how all of that unfolded from 82 to 84. You're in the CFL, and then what was it that got you here to Cleveland with the Browns?
Well, you know what? When I graduated out of Drake University in 81, I wasn't given an opportunity to even try out for an NFL team. So I actually got a job as a teacher coach in Missouri where I grew up, and I did that for a year. And then I got an agent to get me an opportunity to go to a tryout camp down in Houston. And went down there and worked out real well. And the Oilers actually signed me up to come to camp. And I felt that I had a great camp there in 1982, but just got caught up in the numbers games. And actually, the day I got released from the Oilers after that last preseason game, the Hamilton Tigers came calling and said, "Hey, you can come up and play for us right now."
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea what the CFL was about, other than it was up in Canada, you know, the field, much bigger.
Yeah.
But I said, why not? This is what I wanted to do, and maybe if I go up there and play well enough, I'll get an opportunity to come back to the NFL. Well, I went up there the following week, and my first game was against Warren Moon of the Edmonton Eskimos. It was pretty wild. And I had some success against Warren up there in that opening game, and I finished out the season. They signed me to a 2-year deal, and I actually played well enough to where I made the Pro Bowl and went to the Grey Cup, which is kind of the Super Bowl up there.
Sure.
And I played well enough and ran well enough to where it afforded me 6 opportunities in the NFL, and kind of Cleveland kind of outbid everybody, and that's kind of how I got to Cleveland in '85.
Yeah, and, but you jumped right in and won yourself a starting spot, and as I said, you became quickly around the football, very much of a difference maker with your ability to play make and come up with big plays at the back end of that defense.
Yeah, it was just a product of just staying after it, and when the opportunity arose, I just tried to take full advantage, and all those things just kind of fell in place for me, because when I came to Cleveland, my goal was just to make the team. And then after I made the team, my goal was to get in the lineup. It took me a couple of years to get in the lineup. And once I got in the lineup, I just made the most of it. And it worked out. It worked out.
Yeah, I'd say it worked out pretty well. Felix Wright in back-to-back seasons had 14 interceptions and was in the top five in pass breakups as well. And of course, in the 89 season, those 9 picks, one of them a pick six, as a lot of Pro Bowlers dotted that. And you probably should have been one of them, Browns roster.
The excuse they gave me is they said they can't take 3 guys in the same secondary. I said, okay, I don't understand that, but it is what it is.
So Dixon and Minifield got the call instead of you, huh?
Yeah, instead of me. Yeah.
Numbers were better than theirs. See?
Well, true.
Yeah, that's
it. I remember the safety Atwater.
Yes.
From the Denver Broncos.
Steve Atwater.
He had 2 interceptions that year.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand that, but it happens.
Yeah, it does. You're laughing. The right perspective you've always had. And, Felix, I think lastly before I let you go, is this a football team that you think is poised now? We're talking about another regime. They've undergone a front office maneuvering and ownership change. Coaching change, as we know, with the 2 veteran coordinators, do you feel that they can earnestly be a football team that gets relevant, gets significantly better? And only way you do that, Felix, is by winning. I mean, can this football team at least win 7-8 football games this year to let everybody know they're headed in the right direction?
Right. Well, that's what I see. I see them winning, going 500. I hope they win more. But I am realistic as well, and I think they're much better as far as talent. We got better talent, I think we got some very good coaches and coaches that have been there and done it before. And
mm-hmm.
I just hope that they go out and do what they need to do, and there will be some success there. And like I said, we got great talent. So, and I know that the last couple of years have kind of been disappointing, but I think we got an owner that we like, and I think we got some coaches that we like that will go out and do what we need to do to get us over the hump, because I think Cleveland deserves it.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Want it so desperately for all of those that are so passionate about the Cleveland Browns. Felix, listen, I appreciate your time so very, very much. I know you're traveling today, but just always a pleasure to talk to you. I can't wait to see you. So, as we always do, resume our conversations in the weight room, in the workout room.
You got it.
Felix Wright, by the way, could still pad up and play. What are you? I asked you a couple of months ago. You remember I said you're not much over your playing weight in terms of
not much, just a little bit,
a few pounds. Felix always gets after it in the weight room, runs all the time. You look good, buddy. Stay healthy. Keep it well.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Felix Wright. Yeah, I do. He does. I'm telling you. He looks exactly like he did when he was roaming the back end of that secondary for the Cleveland Browns. Man stays in tremendous shape and still involved in the game, as you heard. All right, always great to chat with Felix Wright. When we get back, we'll put a big bow on this and take a look at your Ask Vic questions, ideas, opinions on Twitter as we wrap up this Independence Day weekend version of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Back in a moment on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What can make me feel this way?
Maggie. To buy a used vehicle, think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Browns fans unite.
and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for three Cleveland Browns games, starting at $99 with a three-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of two additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game days at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back for a treat.
Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Or it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Celebrate Sunday at Key Bank Kids Fun Day on Sunday, July 7th. The Tribe faces the Tigers at 1:05 p.m. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
Can't get enough fireworks? The Lake Erie Crushers have you covered tonight at All-Pro Freight Stadium. See the Crushers play at 7:05 and then take in a spectacular fireworks display after the game. Tomorrow is Country Night, and the first 1,000 fans get a Crushers t-shirt presented by All-Pro Freight Systems and the Morning Journal. Sunday at 5:05, it's another Kids Club Day with race cars and drivers. That's fireworks tonight, a t-shirt giveaway tomorrow, fun all weekend long with the Lake Erie Crushers. For tickets, go to LakeErieCrushers.com or call 440-934-3636.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
The hours on the show just seem to roll right by, and I love to be able to sink our teeth into everything conversationally about your Cleveland Browns, as we have with Mary Kay Cabot and Felix Wright today. Now, I want to get back to Ask Vic to close the show out. And Matthew Thomas at MS323 says, in my question, with regard to the question about Joe Haden and T.J. Ward taking a big step this year, Matthew Thomas tweets at me, I think Haden will have a huge step in his progress, and I love T.J.'s game, but he needs to stay on the football field. Ward has had his share of bumps and bruises, yeah, and has, we know, been knocked out of action on a couple of different occasions, but I continually expect bigger and better from these two guys. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Joe Haden had a Pro Bowl-worthy 2013. And you know what? In this defense, it should very, very easily play right into the strengths of T.J. Ward. As I said, look for him a lot around the line of scrimmage and being a big factor, not only in some blitz packages, but in the defending of the opposition's run game. So for me, Joe Haden and T.J. Ward, I'm expecting all-pro-type performances under Ray Horton and being guys who are difference makers
in the secondary. Dave DiNatale's been a difference maker for the last couple of weeks. David, we appreciate all you do as our very, very astute producer of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I want to thank executive producer Reagan Berube and all of his staff of the Cleveland Browns for making the experience a terrific one. And most of all, to all of you, it's been a fun 2 weeks, everybody. We are less than 3 weeks away from the Browns getting going. We'll see everybody Monday coming up at 6 o'clock right here on ESPN 850 WKNR for another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, for all the aforementioned, I'm Michael Reguy, reminding all of you Browns fans, have a rest of a very safe Independence Day holiday weekend. And again, we'll see all of you Monday right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Till then, so long, everyone.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.